This is Akashvani, the news, read by Valsa Williams. Top leaders from various political parties are making a final push to reach out to voters in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry as campaigning for the assembly elections in the two states and a union territory is set to end tomorrow. Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will go to polls in a single phase on Thursday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a massive public meeting at Wat Pita in Assam this morning. Mr. Modi said the past 10 years were dedicated to establishing peace and harmony in Assam and the coming years will expand Assam's prosperity.
बीते 10 साल असम में शांति और सद्भाव की स्थापना के थे आने वाले साल असम की समृद्धि को विस्तार देंगे बीते 10 साल असम को असुविधा और असुरक्षा से बाहर निकालने के थे आने वाला समय असम की आत्मनिर्भरता का होगा बीते 10 साल असम की पहचान को बचाने के थे अब हमें असम की पहचान को दुनिया में बुलंद करना है
Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a poll rally at Lawspet in Puducherry today. Mr. Gandhi said his party is committed to giving full statehood to Puducherry. He promised 2,000 rupees monthly support to unemployed youngsters, creation of 30,000 new jobs in public and private sectors, and free travel for women in buses in Puducherry. In West Bengal, senior leaders from various political parties are engaged in sharp exchanges as they seek to win over voters. Meanwhile, police have registered an FIR against Trinamool Congress candidate Ratna Chattopadhyay from Behala Pushchim for allegedly indulging in vandalism in Kolkata. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan today administered oath to the newly elected members of the upper house. Union Minister of State Ramdas Bandhu Athwale and senior NCP-SCP leader Sharad Chandra Pawar took oath as members of Rajya Sabha. Both leaders have been re-elected to the House from Maharashtra. The Rajya Sabha chairman also administered oath to Santrupti Mishra, Manmohan Samal, Dr. Jyoti Nagnath Vaghmare, Ram Rao Sakharam Wadkute, along with other newly elected members. The Supreme Court has asked the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to conduct a preliminary inquiry into alleged irregularities in public contract allotments by the Arunachal Pradesh government. The allegations involve companies linked to Chief Minister Pema Khandu and his relatives. The court has given 16 weeks to the CBI to submit a report. This report will decide whether a full independent investigation is needed. The inquiry will cover contracts awarded between January 2015 to December 2025. The government has stepped up the sale of small 5-kilogram LPG cylinders, which is available across the counter at LPG distributorships on showing valid ID proofs. The government has also said that comprehensive measures are being taken to ensure uninterrupted fuel supply, safeguard maritime operations and assist Indian nationals amid the evolving situation in West Asia. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to destroy Iran's power plants and bridges if it failed to meet his deadline tomorrow to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, as the key global shipping route remains effectively closed amid the escalating West Asia conflict. Meanwhile, Iran's capital Tehran was hit by a series of airstrikes last night. At least 13 people were killed in explosions. Israel also issued a missile alert, whereas Dubai and the UAE reported two alerts. The BJP is celebrating its 47th Foundation Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior party leaders, including Amit Shah and party president Nitin Naveen, extended greetings to BJP workers on the occasion. Speaking at a poll rally in Assam, Mr. Modi said the party has always been guided by the principle of India First and remains committed to serving society. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will face Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Chennai Super Kings by 43 runs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.